Can you afford to travel by train? Let's start with Bruce in Hotwells. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This has been described as a bit of a kick in the wallet by some. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, you've taken the words right out of my mouth here. I mean, you know, we have this sort of contrast, don't we, of the investment that isn't happening, the electrification at Temple Meads and Bath and the Portishead line. We're still waiting for that one. And yet we get this kick in the wallet because, you know, rail fares, again, are outstripping income. So we've got a real terms increase in rail fares. And that's another radio station on the phone wanting to talk to me now.
Well, they can just wait. Bruce, from the point of view of where we are, we have a Henbury loop that was proposed 10 years ago that hasn't happened. We have the compromise to that, which was the Henbury Spur, which Matthew Riddle was very keen on, former leader of South Gloss Council. Yeah. That hasn't happened. We don't have a railway line from Portishead to Bristol. Even if we had one, it would be one train an hour because that's all they can afford to do. But there isn't even the money on the table to do that. And we have fares at, on average, 3.1%, and it costs you £150 to go to London if you thought, oh, I need to get to London today. What's going to make people think I'm going to travel by train?
Well, I mean, it's a very good question. And actually, what the government is doing their best to discourage people by going by train because they put the rail fares up. But contrast that with how they're treating the motorist. Fuel duty for motorists has been frozen for, like, you know, 8 years now. And the cost of a litre of fuel is actually less than it was 8 or 9 years ago. So what effect does that have? That just drives passengers off the trains and onto our congested and polluted roads. It's an absolute mad policy that the government is adopting here.
So you're a Bristolian, you live in Hotwells, Marvin Rees talking about his metro plan, which would appear not to be his metro plan now, because that's actually the West of England Combined Authority Metro Mayor Tim Bowles' plan.
Yeah.
Is that ever going to happen? You're a rail expert.
I think that it will happen. I mean, I think there is huge scope for, you know, rail improvements and expansion in Bristol. But of course, these things, it is so frustrating, so slow. There's so many bureaucratic hoops that people have to jump through. So these investments sort of take forever, it seems. Whereas, again, let's contrast that with roads. You know, whenever there's a road scheme, oh, it's money, no object. We'll have that done in 2 years. Why is it so easy to get roads built, but not improvements to the rail network?
Bruce, thank you for joining me this morning. Bruce there in Hartwells. Angela in Henley's. Morning, Angela.